Good morning and welcome back. I like that jam. I was just kind of listening to it for a little bit. It's festival time here in Chicago. Every corner, every city, every town around us is doing something fun and exciting. And Chicago is full of some great festivals. One of my favorite, I used to live down in the Fulton Market area off of Fulton and Jefferson. So Randolph Street was just like a two-second walk for me. And I used to go up there all the time. One of my favorite times to go up there was during the Randolph Street Market. Sally Schwartz is on the line. She's a founder of the Randolph Street Market. How are you, Sally?
I am wonderful. How are you, Frank?
I'm fantastic, and more so because it's warming up and the festivals are coming, and your festival is here. Tell us about the Randolph Street Festival.
Well, we're in our 11th season now. We're the largest urban antiques market in the country. And it's just a monthly festival of everything you could possibly want. For your home, for your fashion. It's people watching, it's music, it's food.
Yeah, and if you haven't been there, it's not just, what it ends up becoming, honestly, Sally, is one big party. It's a good time. You know, you get
it's a huge shopping party.
Shopping party. It's like having the best of everything. You can grab a beer, you can have some dinner on the strip there, and then go antiquing all in one night.
All in one weekend.
All in one weekend, yeah.
And you could have a lost weekend because you could drop so much money.
Right, it's like going to Vegas.
But you would, but it's really fun, and you learn a lot. It's a lot of history also.
How long has this festival been running?
This is our 11th season.
Wow.
It started as a one-day event just on the street, and now it's monthly. It's every single month, and it's 2 days.
Wow.
Once a month.
And what type of, are we talking high-end antiques? Or are we talking affordable stuff, like flea market finds?
You're talking everything from flea market finds to fine jewelry to Art Deco to vintage lighting. Lots of artwork, amazing artwork. And all price ranges. We say from, anywhere from $5 to, it could be $2,500.
Wow.
But everything is really underpriced. And you're just getting the best for your money.
I found some scores, over the couple of years, a couple of pieces for my home, a couple of pieces for clients. I think it's a great place, actually, as a designer, to bring a client and have them experience that type of, festival atmosphere. Because, that if you think about it, Sally, this is what they used to do back in the olden days, right? They'd have these street fairs where all of the artisans would come bring their goods. And then they would shop for their castles and stuff like that, right?
That's exactly how it works. And that's how it works in Europe. And this is basically based on the European market concept, where these vendors, you're sort of going around the middleman. And these are the people that find the merchandise. They pick the merchandise. And so you're finding the people that are going into the biggest homes, salvaging these pieces, and you're finding things that you would not be able to find in any store.
And what time does everything get started?
Well, today on Saturdays, we have an early buy at 8 o'clock in the morning. And then it opens to the public at 10. But if you want to pay a little extra, you can come at 8 o'clock and start shopping. And then it's 10 to 5 today and Sunday.
And there's also the food vendors as well?
Oh, there's amazing food. We have fancy foods, various types of confections and breads and sauces and tons of things to sample. And then we have ribs and crepes and pulled pork and nuts and, various kinds of gourmet popcorns. And people can just eat and drink their way through the whole entire experience.
And are you getting support in terms of the food vendors? Are they more of like kind of artisan mom and pops, or are they like big box, should we call them?
Nope, there's no big box food. A lot of people will get their start on Randolph Street, so you can discover a star like Jenny's Ice Cream started at the market a few years ago. And that what happens is once they become big, then they sort of go off. But what's fun is you can catch a rising star, basically, at the Randolph Street Market with the food. Like Antique Taco started at the market. People will test their concepts at Randolph Street.
I've been drooling ever since Steve mentioned the barbecue and all that. Anyway.
Pulled pork.
Is it too early for pulled pork? I mean,
it's not if you come at noon and you have a few beers. Since we have a beer garden. We have the beer and wine garden. City Winery provides the wine, and they come every month in House of Glens. We have the beer from them, and so there's it's really, I mean, a lot of people come for both days. They come Saturday, and then they come back on Sunday.
Well, Sally's got the concept right. It's like if you're going to have merchandise and you're going to have home goods and jewelry and stuff for women to wear, mix in some alcohol.
Yes.
Get them a little sauced up, and then maybe their wallets might loosen up a little bit. Caitlin, you're an avid shopper. Does that work for you too?
I actually was kind of just thinking about that.
Just like grabbing a glass of wine or a beer.
I personally have never done that before because I have a feeling that I haven't done it in public. I have been at home and I've had glasses
shop
of wine
online.
And shopped online.
That's dangerous.
Yep.
Lots of people will sit with their wine at night and order online. This is fun. It gives you energy and it makes it's a passionate experience for lots of people to be able to buy antiques and shop in this way. So people just get so excited.
And how about transporting? Like if I was to buy a really nice antique there, are these things that we could leave with, or are there delivery services set up for post-event?
Both. Yes. So we have an on-site delivery service. We have porters. The delivery service can, they deliver for free within a certain range of the market, which is really nice. And then it's a very, very nominal fee to have anything delivered. We can actually deliver something anywhere in the world from the market. We've shipped things to the Hamptons. We have people that come that we send things to wherever their containers are loading up. It's a real port. And then we've got these fabulous porters that can shuttle anything into anybody's cars. And
that's awesome. So you don't have to go there worrying about, I don't want to get a big piece because I can't carry it, or I'm going to have to deal with it through the whole event. No, you guys got that angle covered. I like that.
Right. Oh, no, I know. It's really great. We try and make it as easy as possible.
Now, did you start in the antique world, Sally? Before being an event producer?
Yes. So I started I was a party planner, and I was known for decorating very authentic theme parties. So if it was a 50s party, I'd get actual jukeboxes and 50s cars. And so there was nowhere to buy these things in the city, like from an actual market. And I was always running out to Sandwich or Kane County, which are great markets. But it's harder and harder and harder to get on that highway. So that's why I started the market in the city, because I wanted it for my own purposes.
Right. Which is good. And, I mean, you should be a little selfish.
Yeah, I was being a little selfish. But I think it's just been a great addition to the city, and it was something that wasn't here.
Right.
And Chicago's a hard place to do these kinds of things. It's just...
It's hit or miss. It's a finicky audience. You could potentially, crash and burn if it doesn't go well.
It's a very finicky audience, and Chicagoans like to travel a lot, and they like to shop when they travel. But they also like to be able to buy locally, and lots of people like to come into Chicago to shop. It's a great, great, great place to buy. So, and the pricing is fantastic, and plus there's so much that's been salvaged and just so much available on the market here, and especially for your audience, I mean, just the amount of architectural hardware we find at the market, stained glass.
I'm looking, actually, Sally, keep your eyes open for me, because I'm looking for a stained glass, either a circular window, probably about, I don't know. I'm open to size because I could put one in my attic window and I could put one in my bathroom window. So keep an eye out for me. And if you see anything remotely like that, I'd like to for you to text me a picture, please.
I will totally do that. And we can do that for anybody also. I love those kinds of assignments. Well, no, if anybody is looking for anything, they can go to our Facebook page and they can post like, hey, I'm looking for such and such.
That's cool. See, there's a good use of social media right there. That's fantastic.
Yeah, I know.
Because not everybody can make it down. Like I got a newborn. Right. I have a 2-year-old. It's kind of tough for me. Thank you. I appreciate it. I mean, I'd love to drag them down there, but I mean, just getting out of the house alone is a difficult task.
I know it is. Well, I just saw a really great one of those sort of porthole windows that you're talking about.
You did?
That pop open. And they're super, and I wonder if I'll find it today anyhow, but we've got people that come in from New York every single month, all good things. And they're the ones that they salvaged the Plaza Hotel when they converted that recently. And they brought bathtubs and you know, sconces and
super cool,
all kinds of and fireplaces and really, 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 really cool items.
Sounds wonderful. Yeah. Sally, so give us one more time all the info for the listeners who want to check it out today and tomorrow.
Sure. Okay, so it starts at 8 o'clock this morning for early buying, which is $20 online. It's 10 to 5 both days for the general public. You can go to randolphstreetmarket.com, and you can buy discount tickets online. There's valet parking, which is $8, which I think is really good because you could literally just hang out the whole day and for $8, which I think is pretty darn cheap. Or you can find street parking, or you can take the trolley from Water Tower Place. It starts at 11. It's a free trolley.
Nice. Sounds great. Looking forward to it, folks. We got one text on our 24/7/20 line real quick. It simply says empanadas. That's it.
I didn't mention the empanadas. Oh, my God. They're legendary. Empanadas.
Awesome.
Phenomenal. Also, I will give away tickets if you want to do that, Frank, to 10 of your listeners. Anybody who wants to come down for free?
The first, I'll tell you what, the first 10 people to text us at 24/7/20 will give away 10 free tickets to the festival. That's 24/7/20. Sally, thank you so much. We got to run. I really appreciate it. Hopefully I can get down there.
Please do, and congrats on the baby, Frank. Thanks
thank
so
you.
Much.
All right,
bye.
Take care. We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back.